First of all, I just want to say thank you for all the people that's listening and chiming in on me. You didn't have to do it, but you did it anyway. So I appreciate you doing that. Hopefully that way we can learn how to agree to disagree, and we can live like people. Well, I make the hard topics, I say the hard things, I make the thing itch scratch. So if your itch is not scratching, and you scratching on the itch, maybe you need to look yourself in the mirror. So I'm not here for no drama. I'm not here for no nothing. Just to learn, and edify. This is from learning situations only. So I'm not here to get anybody's hairs up. So again, thank you. And hopefully we can agree to disagree.
Earthquakes, we in the end times. They gave his babies to the Gators, don't forget now. He delivered us from Egypt, about to do it all again. Finding out that we the people, so we putting down our sins. Father, we wanna go home, Abba, please let us in. Oh, and no one to your word, cause you about to send your wins. Abba, keep us from the hour of temptation. Trusting in your word, we just waiting. Come get us from these nations. Abba, keep us from the trickery of Satan. Trusting in your word, not these nations. We in the tribulation.
We get what we deserve. Oh, we get more. Tell me, we get what we deserve. Oh, we get
blue. Hey, what's up, fam? This is FaZe. First of all, I want to thank the Most High for all he do for us, y'all. Knowingly and unknowingly. Second of all, I want to thank Jesus Christ for dying on the cross, bringing us back to the Most High bosom. Thank you, Yahweh. And thank you, Yahweh Shah, for all you do. Knowingly and unknowingly. I want to thank my interstate and out of state people for listening, y'all. I know you didn't have to do it, but you did it anyway. Sugar down. Sugar down, sugar down, down, sugar down, sugar down, sugar down. What's up, fam? What's up, fam? What's up, fam? What's up? Y'all, I be checking out some interesting things. If it's believable, it's believable. If it's not, it's not. But I find it interesting. And, you know, find the thing interesting. And I like the interest, put my family in the interesting mode. Because I know what I do, if y'all take advantage of it, is instead of y'all going on TikTok trying to figure out what's going on and this and that and then strolling and this and that and try to find the right content, that's what I do. I bring the content to y'all, let y'all hear it, let y'all check it out. And then y'all can do your own investigation. You know what I'm saying? Extra, extra. Read all about it. Black news, black news, black news. Anchor, anchor, anchor phase. Anchor, anchor, anchor phrase. So y'all, I want y'all to check out something real quick, y'all. It's mind-boggling. It's mind-boggling. It's mind-boggling. Ooh. Ooh.
A cigar-shaped ship appeared over the Air Force base. These cigar-shaped ships were over a mile in length. One of them landed on the airport landing strip area. When it touched the ground, it created an earthquake like about a 3.5 to 4.0. It terrified everybody in the area. The back of this craft opened up, and several hundred young men with huge, heavy weapons came out of two sides of the ship and formed a protection line around the ship. And the people at that Air Force base, the commander, had a meeting with the individuals that were aboard this ship. And this particular race that landed those ships and that are seen in these huge cigar-shaped ships, they are a black race. They look like African Americans. If you've ever seen a race of people that were conquerors, that had never been conquered, they've got this look about them. That is exactly what these extraterrestrials had, and they informed these people at the American, at this American Air Force.
See, y'all, see? Kind of interesting, right? So is that are those our forefathers? Are those the ships that our forefathers have seen in biblical days? Or this is our family? That's something to think about, right, fam? It's something to think about. And something else to think about as well, man. And we got to be alert. Now, America used to tell us to go out and enjoy ourselves. Now, America telling us we shouldn't be in a large gathering and we should be vigilant on what we're seeing and stuff like this. It's some little crafty counsel going on, fam. And I want y'all to be able to hear this crafty counsel that's going on. I don't want y'all to be in the wayside or don't know what to do, and they want to have us in a delusional state that we ain't ready. I know we wasn't ready before we got this, before I started this podcast, but we should be ready. I've been singing this song for a long time. Some of y'all got the melody. Some of y'all singing the melody, and some of y'all are refusing to hear the melody. But that's on y'all. You know, when a black man says something, people don't take it as for weight. But when a non-pigmentation man and a non-melanated woman say something, news alert, news alert, and y'all take that as the gospel. So we gonna see the things that you've been hearing on here, the things that I've been saying on here. We gonna see your mindset. Let's analyze.
Security warning right here in the U.S. from the FBI and Homeland Security. Warning of potential threats to public gatherings. The timing of this and why they're concerned tonight. Here's our Chief Justice Correspondent Pierre Thomas with late reporting.
Tonight, FBI and Homeland Security officials are warning U.S. law enforcement about the potential for terror inspired by that deadly ISIS attack in Moscow targeting a concert hall. The concern, according to the bulletin, violence targeting mass gatherings such as sports stadiums, concert venues, or houses of worship in the United States. Law enforcement told to be on the lookout for any suspicious activity. The bulletin coming just days before millions will gather to watch the eclipse on Monday. Authorities say following the Moscow attack, ISIS and its supporters celebrated the assault and shared graphic and violent attack footage, the terror group calling for similar attacks in the United States. I'm told U.S. law enforcement is being urged to take this bulletin seriously. Sources say ISIS remains a very real threat.
Security warning.
This is happening now, and let me know, is it time to get out of New York? Take a look. The New York Appellate Division has ruled in favor of Governor Kathy Hochul in a landmark case for government overreach. Rule 213, isolated quarantine and procedures will give the state of New York the ability to come into your home and take you away to quarantine you without any notice and for any virus or infection they deem necessary. You won't have any option to fight it. No court date. Nothing. The rule has no age limit, and they can keep you for as long as they'd like. The rule also allows them to treat you as they see fit, including using methods that are still in testing. This is one of the biggest abuses of power that this country has ever seen. This is only the beginning. How long until this is nationwide or even global? As I mentioned, let me know your thoughts. This has come out in the past week, and take a look at the headlines.
I really need somebody to help me because I need to understand something. We are 48 hours away from possibly a major event, a major cataclysmic event. And now you're just now saying that 30 million people are in the path of mass totality of destruction? What the fuck does that mean? What you talking about, Willis? Somebody got some explaining to do. And the path that it's at, it's just barely supposed to miss me. Wait a minute, y'all done did some adjusting on this thing, because I wasn't even supposed to be in the path. Do I gotta head to my bunker? I'm trying to figure this out, okay? That's all I want to know, y'all. Why have they been preparing for 2 years? And why has there now been donated, goddammit, tons and tons of blood? Why is they expecting, why is the hospitals preparing for mass casualties for an eclipse? Every hospital that's allegedly in the path is now preparing. Wait a minute. How does hospitals prepare for during an eclipse? What is it that they are not telling us, y'all? The people have to wake up. This is no fear tactic when the hospitals are secretly preparing for something. Scare tactics is when you use the news, right? Scare tactics is when you use the media of whatever platform. They use government officials, they use stars, they use propaganda. The hospitals are secretly preparing. That means whatever it is, they've already been told a long time ago, this is not a drill and this is not a game. We, as the American people, should be informed if our lives may be in danger. If the hospital is prepared, why they don't want us to prepare? You don't find that suspicious? You don't find that suspicious? Mass totality destruction. I'm good on that. Stay in the house.
That's you right there all day. Peace and drink what you want. How much does that cost? What size you up? You ain't even got no shoes on. What'd you say? You say you weigh size 11? Guess what, bro? This is 11. This might be your lucky day, bro. I know you asked for $3, dog, but I'm going to go ahead and give you... I'm going to give you this here. That's $110, bro. I just got these shoes, bro, but I'm going to go ahead and give them to you. That's you right there all day. I ain't worrying about no shoes, bro. I can always... get shoes, bro. That's nothing. That's materialistic, dog. But I don't like to see a brother out here and ain't got no shoes on his feet like that, though. Huh? You can have them. That's you, bro.
Okay, I'm going to try this for the third time since TikTok likes to pause my videos in the middle of me recording and I get through the whole thing and realize it didn't last more than 20 seconds. Remember, you have to like, you have to share, and you have to comment. You have to do all three to kick this thing into the algorithm so that it gets shared. So I want to talk about this breaking news. Gaza, the UN Security Council has just passed a resolution for a Gaza ceasefire. Now, we do know that Netanyahu has been very vocal and has said multiple times that he doesn't give a crap what anybody says. He is not going to stop until he wants to stop, until he feels like they've been vindicated. Now, we've seen a lot of things come about in the last couple of months, a lot of things that have been brought to light. And I've always had this nagging question in the back of my mind that just for common sense or logical sense just never added up. See, we were told that 6 million people were exterminated during the second war, right? And certain types of people. And so, because you can't even just have open discussion anymore because it's not allowed, right? Because you need to keep your mouth shut and just do as you're told, but I can't do that. So they almost were exterminated from the face of the earth. Then not only were they almost exterminated, but then they were displaced all over the earth and never had a home until they came and, well, took some land and made themselves a home. And then, so they were virtually exterminated. They had no money. They had no valuables. They had no home. They had zero, nothing. But somehow we're supposed to believe that they came from that to basically now they're in our politics, they're in our government, they are most the CEOs of the major corporations of any aspect that you can think of. They're in our government, they're in charge of the IMF, they're in charge of the Federal Reserve, they're in charge of the Treasury. So how is that really possible? I mean, I know the answer, but I want you to think about that and then make you dig and want an answer. I'm about to show you a video in 2009 that's pretty telling. But I also want you to understand that right now we have senators and we have lawmakers and we have people that are telling us what's best for Americans hold dual citizenship to Israel. You have to ask yourself why. Why is that? Who is their allegiance to? Who's your allegiance to? You know, folks, there's so much stuff that we have got to challenge. We got to start moving, all right? Check out bondsforthewin.com, doing some amazing things. The People's Rest Operation Restoration.com, doing some amazing things. Find out how you can get involved in yours. Check this video out.
Israel is a democracy. It is our ally.
Yes, right? They are.
Explain to me what you see as, you know, why you target or why you have a grudge against the Israelis.
The grudge is not necessarily a grudge. It's an objective assessment that no one will have the courage to speak about. This may be you don't want to hear. I don't know. And I certainly don't want to hurt you on your show. You have one of the best. You're fair. But I believe that Israel has a powerful stranglehold on the American government. They control both members of the House and the Senate. They have us involved in wars of which we have little or no interest. Our children are coming back in body bags. Our nation is bankrupt over these wars. And if you open your mouth, you get targeted. And if they don't beat you at the poll, they'll put you in prison. They're controlling much of our foreign policy. They're influencing much of our domestic policy. Wolfowitz's Undersecretary of Defense manipulated President Bush number two back into Iraq. They pushed definitely to try and get Bush before he left to move into Iran. We're conducting an expansionist policy of Israel, and everybody's afraid to say it. They control much of the media. They control much of the commerce of the country. And they control powerfully both bodies of the Congress. They own the Congress.
Are you an anti-Semite?
No, I'm not. That's exactly what they're going to say. We have a one-sided foreign policy in the Mideast, and we've alienated Arabs who have no way of fighting. So what they've done, and I predicted this on the House floor, is they would export violence to America, and they have. They have no other way to fight. I'm saying this to you right now. Israel gets approximately $15 billion a year from the American taxpayers. That $15 billion is $30,000 for every man, woman, and child.
All is going on, fam. All is going on. And we got to be ready, man. We got to have the mindset. And don't let fear, don't allow fear to enter your mindset. If anything go on, you can't go out here being fear, being scared. And don't get butterflies mixed up with fear. And that's why I be trying to get y'all to get out of that comfortable mindset and start having a mindset of being uncomfortable. Because there's a whole lot of y'all got the mindset of comfortability, man. But y'all, and when y'all get that mindset of comfortability, then y'all, when stuff happens, y'all ain't gonna be ready. Y'all gonna be a burden on somebody else, or y'all gonna be caught up in a fluke that they got set up, the trap,
or y'all gonna be dead. Or how they say, unalive. Y'all gonna be unalive. And we gotta realize that we playing mindset about this, but we need to push everything aside and focus on what we need to be doing, man. We got to focus on what we got to be doing, man. And once we got focused on what we got to be doing and get out of individuality and get the mindset on working on our nation and build up our IQ, man. That's why I'm trying to tell you about building up your IQ. So if we start building up our IQ as a nation, then we'll be on the right page. But we refuse not to do this, and we get in our feelings and we want to be emotional and not use logic terms. Now we need to start learning how to be on logic terms. All that feeling and I'm guessing and this is what you think and whatever this and that, that's out the door, man. Let's start thinking logical thing and reality. Because we sit around here thinking people like the police, the lawyers, the judges, and all them, they for us. They know the Constitution. And they downgrounded in the Constitution. All that is a fluke, man. And I tell you about the IQ of police officers. They don't want a police officer with high intelligence. They don't want that. They want police officers with low intelligence so they can go out here and put us in bad situation because they don't know how to do their job or they don't even know what to present about it. I show you some content about how the police was going out here showing on seminars how they try to go out here and kill innocent citizens, and they had a workshop on that. It's on my podcast a couple of days ago. You'll catch it. So you got to understand this. And if you think I'm just tripping, now analyze this right here. I want you to analyze if this police officer has a high IQ or not. You know, you should be able to know the law. You should be able to know what you're doing, right? Dealing with law enforcement. This little training they got ain't even, what, 6 months? 6 weeks ain't enough time dealing with real life people. And you can understand that they say, I'd rather have a low IQ person. Why do you think that they rather have low IQ people? Let's analyze.
So you are failing, you're not identifying yourself, you're refusing?
What crime have I committed?
So at the end of the day,
it's not the end, it's the beginning.
Okay, for a sec. So if law enforcement requests your identification, right? Your name, your date of birth, your ID card, your driver's license number, you are obligated to give that to law enforcement.
No, you're not. Okay. Not unless you can articulate a crime.
So I can articulate that this
walking around is not suspicious isn't a crime.
Okay, but it is something we have to investigate.
It's not a crime, so I don't have to comply with anything. I don't have to help you in your investigation.
Okay. Well, I'm asking you to identify yourself. You are refusing.
I haven't committed a crime.
That doesn't matter.
It does matter. No, I do not.
Okay.
You are incorrect.
Okay.
Well, you're about to learn. I hope this is your supervisor. He's about to school you if it's your actual supervisor.
Okay. How are you, sir?
Good, all right. All day.
Just
got here.
Oh, trying to end my day.
Right.
That's not my supervisor.
Well, that's not gonna help then.
I requested a supervisor.
It has to be in a timely manner. You understand that, right?
I understand that. Okay. The city of Jacksonville is quite large.
It's not. It's not. It's not large at all.
Thank you, man. Yeah, he's at Gum Ranch in 17, so he is on his way.
To tell you that you're violating my rights.
Not what it is.
It is what it is.
Okay.
I'm walking up and down the street doing a protected activity, and you stop me and demand ID for no crime.
So, like I explained to you, we've gotten multiple calls.
Suspicious isn't a crime.
Okay. That gives us something to investigate.
It does not. No. You can investigate all you want, but you can't demand ID
when
you can't articulate a crime that you think I've committed.
I never said you committed a crime. I said,
so then you have no right here.
Investigating your suspicious behavior. Or
suspicious isn't a crime.
You have to identify yourself.
I do not. Okay. Suspicious is not a crime.
Hello, sir. How
name and badge number, please.
My name is Corporal Tim Bureau. My officer number is 674.
Thank you.
Jackson Police Department.
Thank you.
Do you live around here?
I'm not answering any questions.
Okay. Well, you have a nice day then, okay?
Thank you. Am I free to go?
Yeah, you've been free to go this whole time.
And she told me I've been detained.
Oh, okay.
No. Twice now.
Yeah.
So I'm detained?
Well, you want a supervisor.
Am I detained?
I'm trying to identify you.
That's not happening. Am I detained?
Well, at the end of the day, I'm trying to identify
you. That's not my problem. I don't have to further your investigation for you. That's your job. So if you want to find out who I am, you go run photo arrays, whatever you want to do. Apparently, you have no idea how it works. You can't walk up to a citizen not committing a crime and demand ID. That's not how this works.
Okay. So you know the law more than
I do, actually. It turns out that I do. Man.
My supervisor is on his way. And we'll talk with
you. Hard to believe a citizen out here would actually have a degree and know what they're talking about, huh?
Here.
It's all right. We're going to stop all this corruption.
You doing all right?
I don't answer questions. Especially when I'm being illegally detained.
Well, I already told you you're free to go, so if you'd like to leave.
Am I free to go?
You want to go? You don't want to talk to a supervisor?
Am I free to go or am I detained? I need an answer. I'm not detained?
Just so you know, sir, this is the Jacksonville Police Department, so there's
great.
The gates and everything, the fence and everything.
Great.
Just don't enter into that fence.
That's
okay?
Fine.
Cool.
I'm on the sidewalk. It's where I've been the whole time before I was harassed.
More than welcome to stay there.
So,
go.
Once again, you've been proven wrong by your own coworker here.
You have a great day, sir.
I'm having a great day. I'm not breaking the law. I'm right here on the sidewalk in public, exercising my constitutional right.
Over the plates of the cruisers to document who was on scene before attempting to mount his bike and leave. But as he returned to it, he was detained a second time.
But you are failure. You're not identifying yourself.
Now, this woman messed with the haters' heads, especially the ones that was in the comments talking about, oh, Iran don't have the capability to do these things. You're lying, this, that, and the third. I want y'all to know that I love y'all, too, because as you can see, U.S. President Joe Biden has called for an immediate ceasefire in Gaza. What? Now, obviously, we know that this is because what's about to go down on Friday. Now, oh, y'all ain't know? Okay, let me show y'all. Okay, so basically, word must have got down the pipeline that Iran not only said that they was coming, KK, he was already there. He was already on his way. So by the time they found out, remember that I told y'all, by the time we find out, they're usually already doing it. Like, he's on his way. I said that in the video. He was already on the jet. Do you understand what I'm saying? So by the time we found out, that man was already there. He was already there, setting up shop, letting it be known, like, KK coming in. They let it be known. KK coming into town, and he ain't playing like that. He let out a lot of threats and said, if I get there and you're still there, it's sorry for you. It's sorry for you. If I get there and you're still there, it's sorry for you. Okay? So by the time KK got there, you know, Jody Joe and Izzy, they figuring out, listen, we not equipped for this. Baby, we're going to lose this one, and we're going to lose. He going to beat us down bad. He going to beat us down real bad. So, basically, after, you know, the situation happened with the World Central Kitchen or whatever, it's got them looking even like, worse than they've been looking this entire time. So, Joe obviously let it be known, like, that can never happen again. Hold on, I got it for you. At a press conference, Antony Blinken calls on Israel as a democracy to place the highest value of human life. All of a sudden, now y'all care about human life when y'all been funding a genocide this entire time, but I digress. And increase Gaza aid flow. We've been saying this entire time. Y'all use the aid trucks. Child, I'm not about to keep arguing with them. Adding that the horrific attack. Oh, okay. Didn't John Kirby just say not too long ago that they saw there was no reason for it to be called like a horrific attack? They weren't, you know, targeting them. Now it's a horrific attack? Okay. On the World Central Kitchen, workers must be the last such incident. Nah, they planted our faces again and we're not stupid. Okay, so let's get into it. So KK basically landed in everything and let it be known. Like, listen, big dog is in town. Do you understand what I'm saying? I had to get up. I had to come see Lynch, he said the Zionist regime is moving closer to its decline and extinction day by day. That's his way of saying that's your ass. I promise you an ass whooping and I came to deliver it myself, signed, sealed, and delivered to your front doorstep. Period, KK. And it looks like Israel heard that man loud and clear because they, through their pipeline, said that Israel embassies around the world have begun to evacuate due to a possible Iranian attack. Now, basically, they told Job that they heard through the olive branch that Iran was supposed to start their attacks this upcoming Friday. But I don't know. Knowing Iran, they'll purposely, like, say something along the chat line, but make it at a different time, like, much earlier than the time they said along the chat line. Like Hezbollah, like they'll wake you up with bombs, real big bombs. That's gonna beat y'all up real bad. It's not funny, but what I am saying is, Gaddafi did tell y'all, one thing about them tables, baby, they gonna always turn. They gonna always turn, and turn is exactly what happened. And now look at you. Free Palestine. And they were correct because KK basically came forward and said, our first thing that we plan to do is liberating Jerusalem, okay? So that's the first thing we plan to do when we get there. That man has a marked out plan on what exactly he's got A, B, C, D, E, F, and G. Sorry for you who thought that he wasn't gonna show up and show out, because I tried to tell y'all. I've been telling y'all this entire time that it's gonna come down to the point where Iran's gonna have to jump in. And if that man gets up, this whole place is gonna get swiped. Everybody's getting cleared out. Do you understand what I'm saying? Listen, there's a reason why America and Iran, they get into it all the time. And really, the biggest issue was the United States of America just kept agitating the situation. I honestly feel like Iran wouldn't have had to get involved if the U.S. didn't continue to agitate the situation, which is what I knew they were trying to do in the entire situation that's going on since October 7th. They're using the situation as a means to try and agitate more people in the Middle East and to try and basically get the same amount of power, money, control that KK has over the Middle East, but over the entire world. And KK wasn't going for it. He said, nope, you and all your foes can get the step in. For real. It is what it is. I don't care how you feel. Period, KK. So in Israel, the IDF spokesperson Daniel Hagari tries to calm the population down. Basically, they all know what's about to happen. Like, their worst fears is coming to life. Everything that they're doing to the Palestinians has now turned around and it's about to happen to them. So they're on the edge. The same way that they've had the Palestinians on the edge for the past two centuries is the same way that they're on the edge right now. Again, it's not funny. Like, but the girl, baby, the way karma is literally on her, she's on her throne. Do you understand what I'm saying? Karma, she don't clock out. She'll miss no days. Okay, so back into it. Who seem to be in a growing panic that Iran will attack them directly. Again, news came down the olive branch that they are expecting an attack by Friday. Baby, you may want to prepare for sooner than Friday. I'm thinking about tonight. I'm thinking tonight, but that's just an educated guess of mine. Who knows? So the original directives of the Home Front Command remain unchanged, which basically means continue to do your nasty work in Gaza. We will hold the line over here. Listen, you know, being scared, running, and begging for help while you are maintaining your original objectives to continue to ethnically cleanse a land while being scared that their older cousins is about to come put a whooping on you is crazy. It's sociopathic. Something ain't right up there. In the fact that America tried to call themselves trying to play the game. No, baby. So let's go ahead and rewind this back, okay? We started this off with saying U.S. President Joe Biden has called for an immediate ceasefire in Gaza. Why? Because they're about to get their ass whooped. That's why. You can't play Monopoly, baby. This ain't BK. You can't have it your way. Nope. They started it. Iran, KK, says she finna finish it. She finna wrap this whole mother up. She said, watch me squash this. I'ma get rid of everybody. How about that? I'll get rid of you and your entire army. Do you wanna keep playing? What's up? So, Joe nice try, but we're not believing it, especially after that iftar dinner that you had where literally only one doctor showed up just to let you know how he felt, because baby, he had some stress up in that chest. He let you know what it was and what it is, and then dipped off. No meal, ate and left no crumbs, period. So I'm not sure what you thought you, what pieces you was moving. Now you can't wait to the last possible second to act like you want to call for a ceasefire because they're outmanned and they don't have no weaponry. They don't have enough. No, that's like getting into a fight and calling the time out for a smoke break because you're getting your ass whooped. That's not how that works. Nope, nope, nope. You listen, if you could do shit, you could take it. You shouldn't have got up in the kitchen, spent all that money and all that weaponry on Gaza and on the innocent civilians when you really could have been going toe-to-toe with the big boys this entire time. Y'all been cosplaying a real army, and now that KK and them big boys showed up, and he got big poop, and the Syrian army, and Yemen, and Lebanon. Child, please. You can keep that ceasefire. You can keep it. They are as good as done. They're good.
Get that horse and his wagon. Get that man and his rifle. Get that priest and his Bible. For them that's dead on arrival. Them that pray see heaven. Them that don't see devil. Separate but equal. Say them that slave my people. So break them chains and shackles. Come again. Get that horse and his wagon. Get that man and his rifle. Get that priest and his Bible. For them that's dead on arrival. Them that pray see heaven. Them that don't see devil. Separate but equal. Say them that slave my people. So break them chains and shackles. Not again.
They have declared a state of emergency within Texas in this county. They've also declared a state of emergency in Niagara Falls, in Ontario, on the Canada side. They're expecting the same thing. Tons of people, and they're trying to prepare for issues with communications, with cell phones, a surge of emergency room visits. These types of things have people raising their eyebrows as to why. We've gone through many different solar events in the past. Even the one in 2017 didn't have anything close to this amount of hype surrounding it. But you may want to check for traffic conditions and just what they're expecting in the area that you're wanting to go to view this. Because as of right now, a state of emergency in multiple places, and this could grow in the coming days as we approach this eclipse.
Okay, so it's Sunday, and this is the last warning I'm going to give you guys about what's going to happen on April 8th, 2024. I have to warn you about this because this starts right now. What I'm getting ready to tell you, everyone in America, you need to listen to this video because this starts today, Sunday. Tomorrow's the eclipse. Today's Sunday. It's the wee hours of the morning. I'm going to tell you something. It's going to sound strange. And if you do not understand this, you cannot say I didn't tell you. I didn't warn you. Starting right now, you are going to see individuals out in the world right now staring at the sky just like this. Frozen, okay? These individuals' eyes will be pitch black. The entire eyeball will be black. They will be frozen in a moment. Not for the entire time, but for a long while, okay? Hear me out. Do not touch them. Do not say nothing to them. Do you understand me? When you see, it's already happening in Texas. It's happening in other states right now that are along that corridor. Do not touch these individuals. Do not look at them. Do not say nothing to them. You heard it here first. I'm going to leave it at that. They're going to be stuck with their head looking to the sky, eyes pitch black, frozen. Okay? Peace and love, and deuces. And one more thing. If you think I'm playing, watch the video in the description of this video. You think y'all think stuff is a joke? You heard it here first.
You have these new energies coming in. Ether coming from the star Polaris, activating planet Earth, activating the neuromelanated man. When you at work, all these machines and everything is going to start going down because of your energy. You're getting the same energy that planet Earth is getting, you are getting that same energy. And that energy is going to dematerialize all electrical devices, which is why, you know, they're scared of the whole concept of the harmonic convergence of the 144,000, because 144 equals 9, 9 ether is that same energy that's basically going to manipulate the electrical grid system, right? So when you get around, you know, certain things at work, when you get your energy is around certain people, it's going to make people become very negative and very combative and very malevolent. So it's imperative to understand that as a chosen one, right, protect your energy, because it's going to come down to the point where they're going to notice that your energy is taking down all these technological devices. They're going to notice that shit. And then that's when they're going to make you a target. When everything activates on the planet because of the ethereal energy that's coming from the star Polaris and activating planet Earth, activating the carbon, since you as the original people connected to planet Earth, you are going to get activated. So this is where you're going to have a interface transition. Everything is going to start to glitch within the matrix system, right? Because when you have that ether merging in with your biological vessel, when you at work, you're going to see glitching of the computer. It's going to happen a lot more often. It may not be happening now, but as we segue and we get further into this great awakening period, you're going to see machines start going down because your energy is collaborating with the spiritual sun. It's activating the God mind and the God body, the Christ body, right? When you're talking about the Christ consciousness that's coming from the ether, coming from the star Polaris. So it's the end of the spiritual cutoff, because the spiritual cutoff was activated by the Alpha Draconis star system that created the firmament in the electrical grid system. So
at these briefings, we're being told the following, that there's this planetary-sized object called Nibiru that's coming into our solar system. It's going to be causing very severe problems, much more so than it already is, very soon. And that they're being put on standby to bug out. And they're signing non-disclose agreements before they go into the briefings, before the briefings begin, agreeing to not disclose to anybody else what they're learning. So I asked the question this morning, all of you out there, what would you do if you had 6 years to prepare? What would you do if you had 6 months to prepare? What would you do if you had 6 weeks to prepare? There's going to be different answers to those three different questions, aren't there? 6 weeks is a possibility. I hope it's wrong. I truly, in my heart of hearts, hope that that is wrong. I know that at some point that we will get warnings like this that are viable and will be the real deal. And I think this may be it. I don't know. I hope it is not. My source doesn't want to hear this either. I mean, we're both mature men. We're both Vietnam vets. And he has a life he's put together for himself and his family that he doesn't want to see disrupted. I have a life I've put together for myself and my family I would just soon not see disrupted. But reality is, well, it is what it is. The issue is the Atlantic coast, Pacific coast, and Gulf coast will all be underwater, 50 miles inland, 75 miles inland, 100 miles, depending on where it is, wiping out the regions, the homes, the businesses, the schools, the hospitals, where about half this population in the United States live, work, and play, including Washington, D.C., New York, Baltimore, Miami. It's a long list of major cities. The briefings I'm getting from my confidential source have the ring of truth to them. They do. There is going to be a lot of things other than just the oceans coming out of their bases. There'll be 200-mile-an-hour winds. There'll be earthquakes. There'll be a lot of meteors hitting our dear old planet here. Back in 1979, when the scientists with our government and the various world governments, once they satisfied themselves that Nibiru was real
and where it was located with the Pioneer 10 space probe. They began making their preparations, part of continuity of government contingency planning. They also developed their cover story. The goal of our government and the world governments is to keep everybody going to work Monday through Friday, paying their mortgages, being distracted with professional sports and other things, until the last minute. And I think they'll be 97-98% successful in that effort because of their Loctite grip on mass media. But they've been wildly successful in obfuscation and confusing the issues, convincing people that things are something that other than what they really are, and they will continue to be. The truth is, what we're experiencing is cyclical in nature. It's a long cycle, 3,600 years in human lifetime. That's a lot of lifetimes. The cyclical nature of this planet going away from us for 1,800 years and coming back towards us for 1,800 years in the binary star system. What you need to do is educate yourself about this cycle, where every 3,600 years, every civilization on the planet gets mashed down to the mud. It's mainstream archaeology, by the way, very mainstream archaeology. And they offer no explanation. Mainstream archaeology offers no explanation for all the civilizations on Earth 3,600 years ago collapsing, coming to a halt. They don't. I know why. And when you educate yourself, you will know why as well. And what will happen in the future in terms of weather, I can't tell you. I think I can tell you with some certainty that it will be worse, that we'll have more frequent, more bizarre, and more dangerous weather events. Extremes of drought, extremes of too much rain, extremes of high temperatures, extremes of low temperatures. Days where we have 200 and 300 tornadoes in one day. Who ever heard of such a thing? 200 and 300 tornadoes in one day. Earthquakes in places that have never had earthquakes. As you see these things increase, become daily events, you'll know, because I've told you so, you'll know that we're getting closer to the end. The end being when Nibiru, the 10th planet, the destroyer, its impact is to the point where we have a tilt of the Earth's axis, and these oceans come out of their basins. That's what's going to cause the worldwide flooding. What's called a pole shift. I can't tell you how many degrees it'll be. It's probably going to be in the range of 15 to 20 degrees, something like that. That may not sound like much. That is huge. That is massive. Poles don't need to flip 180 degrees. They don't have to flip 90 degrees. A 15 or 20 degree shift in the poles would be enough to cause coastal flooding on all continents. That's all it will take. And when I use the word all, it will take here, that's a massive, massive thing. They have something the size of our Earth tilt its axis 15 or 20 degrees. One of the difficulties I had putting this whole thing together was that the Navy veterans I was debriefing, they were sitting in the folding chairs getting the information. They were not the scientists who put the information together. So the Navy veterans were told what would happen. They were not told why it would happen or how. They were told these oceans would come out of their basins. They weren't told what would precipitate that, what would make this happen. I had to find that out myself. That's when I found out there's a bulge of water at the equator, not quite 500 feet above sea level being measured at Cornwall, England, held in place by gravity and rotation of the Earth. Anything that disrupts where true north is, disrupts the rotation of the Earth, will disrupt that bulge of water, which is hundreds of thousands of cubic miles of water. North and south of the equator, going north and south more than 1,000 miles each direction. That's a massive bulge of water. And once that water is disrupted, and if you're near a coastal area, well, baby, watch out. You're going to be underwater. One of my consultation clients down in Texas, he's about 80 miles from the Gulf Coast. I arrive at his home, and I'm about to get out of the Suburban. I look down, and I see sand and seashells. I mean, all the ground, everywhere, the entire region there. Sand and seashells. I looked him straight in the eye and I said, this used to be under the ocean. He got kind of quiet because his wife was standing there and he had not told his wife yet. And he said, yes, John, it was. Much of East Texas used to be under the ocean. Even areas 80 and 100 miles from the ocean, where the ocean is now, used to be under the ocean. And those are our seashells. They're not the fossils of seashells. They are the seashells. So it wasn't millions and millions of years ago. They're just plain old seashells like you find next to any ocean right now and been laying there for about 3,600 years.
Hey, what's up, fam? This is phase. I gotta sugar down. I gotta sugar down. I gotta sugar down. You know, this is fam. I want you to listen to this. This is what, and I'm talking about the family all over the world. I'm talking about the family all over the world to listen to this. Now, I already keep on telling you about how the Caucasian man did my forefathers and stuff. Slaughter, murder, Jim Crow, and all this other stuff, right? You know, because we could tell in history what they did, because history reveals itself, what the Caucasian man did, the non-melanated woman did, or the non-pigmentation family done to my forefathers. We already know it. We already seen it. We already feel the spirit. We already grasp onto it. This is why I tell y'all, fam, why non-pigmentation man and non-pigmentation woman is in a delusional state. A delusional state, y'all. So, if Africa, if we was in Africa, y'all, right, and we got people who got jobs, who own jobs, right, would you think if it were nothing but black men in the world, would you think another black man would work for another black man? Because we do work, right? So, I want y'all to listen to this very, 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 very carefully. Let's analyze.
Things you never learned in high school, or college, for that matter. A friend of mine was on Facebook, and they were talking about, you know, the LSU game where all the girls walked off during the national anthem. And he goes, man, how can you blame them? Why should they sit there and stand for a national anthem when their ancestors were enslaved under that national anthem? Well, you really can't say whose ancestors did what. The United States had a census in 1830. In 1830, 3,379 free black men owned 12,795 slaves. At that time, there were about 27 million whites in America. 385,000 owned slaves. That was 1.4% of the entire population. But the point is, you cannot know whose ancestor did what to whom. Because in 1830, 3,300 black men owned 12,700 slaves. That means they went and bought them. They bought their own people, and they enslaved their own people right here on American soil. It's just something you never heard about. A little fact that was kind of written out of history. Things you never learned in high school.
You see, y'all see world? You see the mindset of a bigot. You know, these are the mindset of what Caucasian, non-pigmentation, and non-melanated people have. You know, the twist on how they family, their forefathers did our forefathers is killing them so much that they got to go out in the world and spew lies so that they can convince themselves they're not accountable for what their forefathers did. So, we already know what the game is. We already see how the games think. You know what I'm saying? And you know, it's always, they scared, man. They scared so much that they got to sit up here and put themselves in a delusional state like their forefathers didn't do nothing to our forefathers. And then they gonna have to pick up the check. And they don't want to pick up the check. That's the problem. They want to leave the check on the table, but they don't want to pick up the check. The non-pigmentation man, the non-melanated man, and the Caucasian man, the non-melanated woman, the non-pigmentation woman, and the Caucasian woman, they got a check on the table. They got to pick up in cash. But they don't want to pick that check up, because picking up that check is a consequence, and they know that. They sit in their little corners and peep it out. That's why they sit up here and throw all these lies at y'all, fam, and make y'all believe something. It's something, but really something is not really nothing.
So it appears that y'all favorite traveling colonizer Kyles and Karens tried to bring that gentrifier spirit into St. Lucia, and the people were not having it. Apparently, the colonizers bought a hotel in St. Lucia, but put a sign up that said, private property, no trespassing. So this is what the people did. This is probably one of my favorite signs from the protest. It says, colonization never had a conscience. So to the video that I did about local Jamaicans not being allowed on their own beaches, and how Westerners have complained about the seasoning and the spiciness of the food in Jamaica and Mexico, and the most recent video that I did about Sinaloa and the people complaining about the music on the beaches. This is the energy that local communities need to have. Because if you don't make your presence known, if you don't say anything or do anything, there is a domino effect that is guaranteed to happen, where these privately owned condominiums, Airbnbs, hotels are only going to cater to those folks, pushing away and whitewashing the true essence of the food, the language, the music, and the actual soul of the destination.
They gonna besiege America. That goes back to where it says terror shall be on every side. All the nations, Iran, Russia, European Union, they gonna besiege America. Read on.
The star and all wrath shall they pour out upon her.
The star is nuclear bombs, and all wrath shall the nations pour out on America. Read on.
Then shall the dust and smoke go up unto the heaven.
So you all see that. Go back and read it again for me, man.
Job chapter 18 and verse 15.
Read.
It shall dwell in his tabernacle.
Read on.
Because it is none of his.
Because this place, the tabernacle, don't belong to him. Read on.
Brimstone.
Brimstone.
Shall be scattered upon his habitation.
That's nuclear weapons. Read on.
His roots shall be dried up beneath.
Read on.
And above shall his branch be cut off.
And above shall his branch be cut off. Read on.
His remembrance shall perish from the earth.
Nobody gonna remember America. His remembrance shall be cut off from the earth. Read on.
And he shall have no name in the street. He shall be driven from light into darkness.
He going into darkness, slavery. Read on.
And chased out of the world.
And he gonna be what?
Chased out of the world.
He gonna be chased out of the world. Go to Isaiah 13 and 14.
And finally to Japan, which is on high alert. That's because of a mysterious infection that is surging across the country. Japan's health ministry has advised people to take COVID pandemic-like precautions to deal with this bacterial infection commonly known as STSS. But what is this deadly infection, its symptoms, and how is it spreading so rapidly across Japan?
Our next report offers answers to these critical questions.
Japan is staring at a potential health crisis. A mysterious, rare, but dangerous infection has made its way deep inside the land of the rising sun. And it's spreading at a record rate, while doctors and health officials struggle to identify the cause. This bacterial infection is what doctors call the Streptococcal Toxic Shock Syndrome, commonly known as the STSS. Most cases of STSS are caused by a bacterium commonly known as Strep A. The symptoms are similar to those caused by later strains of the coronavirus. It can cause sore throat mainly in children. Many people could be infected without knowing as they may not fall ill, so essentially they become carriers. Older people can experience symptoms that are like a common cold. In rare cases, the symptoms can worsen to tonsillitis, pneumonia, and meningitis. Strep A infections can be treated with antibiotics, but severe cases could need intensive medical attention. In some cases, it can cause serious illnesses, health complications, and even death, particularly in adults over 30. About 30% of STSS cases are fatal. So how does this infection spread? Much like COVID-19, it spreads through droplets and physical contact. The bacterium can also infect patients through wounds on the hands and feet. Authorities in Japan have confirmed the spread of a highly infectious strain of STSS. Japan's National Institute of Infectious Diseases, or the NIID, is still investigating this virus. They say the number of cases in 2024 will exceed those recorded in 2023. So far, 378 cases have already been recorded this year in all but two of Japan's 47 prefectures. 941 cases were recorded in 2023. So, what caused the rapid rise of these infections in Japan since last year? Some experts believe it's connected to lifting of restrictions imposed during the coronavirus pandemic. Japan removed all pandemic border measures in April 2023. In May 2023, the government downgraded COVID-19 status from Class 2, which includes tuberculosis and SARS, to Class 5, placing it on legal par with the seasonal flu. These measures prompted people to lower their guard. Many abandoned basic measures to prevent infections, like wearing masks, and sanitizing hands also took a back seat. As the cause of these infections remains a mystery, Japan's health ministry is asking its people to follow the same hygiene precautions they did during the coronavirus outbreak. But the question is, will Japan now see a return of the pandemic way of life?
Shifting focus to Senegal now, after a dramatic journey from prison to palace, Senegal's Bassirou Diomaye Faye has made his first move as the president, appointing Ousmane Sonko as his prime minister. Now, Sonko is a long-time mentor of Faye. In many ways, Sonko was the window to mainstream politics for Faye. Faye rose to power due to Sonko's backing. Both were behind bars till just 10 days before elections. Convicted over a defamation case, Sonko was supposed to run for presidency this year, but he was barred, and that is when Faye came to limelight. Defying all odds, Sonko is in the office, but his political history has been complex. He's a tax inspector turned whistleblower turned politician. Some see him as a youth hero, others see him as a writer. He has been in and out of court since the year 2021. His latest legal brush came just last June. He was at the center of a controversial rape trial. A 21-year-old massage therapist had leveled the allegations. He was later acquitted of all charges. The Faye Sonko duo have a plethora of issues staring at them. They have promised fundamental changes, but the most urgent is addressing the economic challenge. Cost of living crisis, corruption and unemployment are at an abysmal state, and to try and resolve them, Faye needs national reconciliation.
6 months into the ongoing war, and there are definite signals that the conflict has expanded beyond being only about Israel and Hamas. The Israeli bombing of the Iranian embassy in Syria has sort of set off a wave of tensions in the region. after the Hezbollah chief warned of revenge against a suspected Israeli attack on the Iranian embassy in Syria. A top Iranian military commander has renewed calls to hit back.
زمان عملیات، نوع عملیات، تدبیر عملیات، طرح و نقشه عملیات را ما تعیین می‌کنیم به نحوی که او را از کارش پشیمان کند، قطعاً انجام خواهد گرفت.
The warnings has put Israel and its long-time ally the US on a high alert. According to reports, the US is preparing for a possible attack by Iran targeting Israeli or American assets in the region. America has picked up intelligence that Iran is planning a retaliatory attack that would include a swarm of Shahed loitering drones and cruise missiles. Officials say the timing and target are unknown. But a proportional response to the Damascus attack would be to hit an Israeli diplomatic facility. The attack is likely to come between now and the end of Ramadan next week. At the same time, Israel has also increased its security alert to the highest level. According to reports, Israel has initiated an urgent evacuation of its consulates. The precautionary measure includes relocating some Israeli diplomatic representatives to safer locations and also advising against the organization of hosting any kind of public events. The decision taken by US and Israel comes on the backdrop of a written message where Iran has asked the US to step aside if it does not want to get dragged into Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's trap as the country prepares a response to a suspected Israeli attack on its embassy in Syria. While Hezbollah, its main proxy in West Asia, has warned Israel that it is prepared for a war. In an address to the supporters to mark Al-Quds Day, the militant group's leader said that the matter of violating Iranian sovereignty is above all political differences. He says they support Iran's right to punish Israel, while also stating that a response was coming.
The issue of the Iranian consulate is a turning point in the events that occurred from October 7th till today. Be certain, be sure, that the Iranian response to the targeting of consulate in Damascus is definitely coming against Israel.
I put the blue ribbon on the seats. The Habashah, Lamb of God, and the Prince of Peace. We a nation comprised of kings and priests. We're keeping up a sacred feast and weeks. Ever since the sins of Adam, we've been falling. We used to get in that dirty money, now it's all clean. Better answer the phone when he's calling. Spiritual treasure falling like it's falling.
All kind of fringes on my body got me drip, drip. My niggas got it out the mud, we used to flip zips. If I got up on a handy, I'ma sip, sip. I ain't talking prescription pills when I stick to the script. I was lost in the sauce, I didn't forget that. I still go back to the block for my people, I give back. Telling crack the pregnant women, my nigga, I did that. Now I'm praying to God, hoping he forgive that. Cause I'm in the truth now, I know you heard that. Fifth and Broadway on the corner where we teach the word at. Ironically, that's the same place we used to serve packs. Had no love for my people, but I had to purge that. The scriptures are for us by us like it's food, boo. Rep the blood of your Habashah like it's soup, boo. Shout out to Haiti Levi, put that boo-hoo. We got it popping now, who knew? I put the blue ribbon on the seats. Your Habashah, Lamb of God, and the Prince of Peace. We a nation comprised of kings and priests. We're keeping up a sacred feast and weeks. Ever since the sins of Adam, we've been falling. Who's getting that dirty money, now it's all clean. Better answer the phone when he's calling. Spiritual treasure falling like it's falling. Yeah, yeah. Arabian and the seas. Homicide, Lamb of God and the Prince of Peace. We a nation comprised of kings and priests. We're keeping up a cycle feast and weeks. Ever since the sins of Adam, we've been falling. Views getting that dirty money, now it's all clean. Better answer the phone when it's calling. Spiritual treasure falling like it's falling. Yeah, yeah.
When I'm home chilling the wine, I stay tuned to the Fame Podcast. It's the hottest message out there.
When I'm home chilling, I'm always tuned in to Fame. We have the hottest podcast out there.
Don't miss it. Very informative.
When I'm home chilling, I'm always tuned in to Fade. He has the hottest podcast out here.
When I'm home chilling the wine, I stay tuned to the Fade podcast. It's the hottest message out there.
Hey y'all, when I'm at the spot just chilling, or I'm in my car just driving around, I always listen to Faze. He keep it real. He say it was real. And that's one of the hottest podcasts around. I definitely suggest it.